Blog Talk Radio.
My, here we are again, eating up a Saturday. Oh, boy, I bet I'm interfering with a hell of a lot of college football, although I haven't seen very many plays that are worth getting into. And, boy. How about we play this theme song? Reading some junk from their magazines. This is the section titled The Week. It's in the National Review of October 17th. And it says, in the very first one, it's usually a nice one, Putin's war on crime is a crime against the planet. And that's Tom Friedman has said that. And he should know. And he says, we knew there was something wrong with it. Well, they think that pollution's bad. Well, then you got Stacey Abrams denying everything known to man about babies before they're born. She says, without question, there is no such thing as a heartbeat in 6 weeks. What a crack of horse manure. Let's move on. Well, the House, with the votes of every Democrat joined by only 9 Republicans, has passed the Presidential Election Reform Act. Now, that was what Trump was using to try to break him. He got enough evidence and whatnot to get a bunch of people to pay attention suddenly. And now they're making a review. Try that. A review of votes. Amend the Electoral Count Act of 1887 in order to avoid a replay of the challenges brought to certifying the 2020 presidential election. And so, they like to play games, so they took it out of the hands of everybody and put the threshold for objections to electors. That's the people that actually cast the vote. Well, and bar state legislatures from appointing their own electors if they've already held a popular vote on election day. I agree with that part. They should change the electors beforehand. The House bill, however, would authorize novel federal court lawsuits arising entirely under state election law for failure to count legal votes, thus undermining federalism, while allowing no parallel right to stop the counting of illegal votes. Oh, really? Well, that is not going to pass the Supreme Court, period, because you can't count illegal votes. They're illegal, therefore they don't count. Senate should hold the line on such mischief, but Senate Republicans should urge a prompt vote with the aim of getting ECA Reform Act into law in this Congress. No, it shouldn't. You want to get into it? Okay. Senator Chuck Schumer and Joe Biden both openly opposed a vote on ECA reform for fear that it would undermine their case for a broader overhaul of voting and election law. In other words, they want to turn it to their advantage, period. This is part of a nefarious plot, plan, whatever you want to call it. And in any conspiracy theory, you can get validation online. The late-coming House bill came months after the death of that overhaul. In other words, it didn't make it. More carefully negotiated Senate bill, because he was looking for a messaging bill to show that Republicans are unwilling to protect our elections process. Fun. Oh, guess what? QAnon come up. And this person takes a rather nasty take on it. QAnon is a movement that, in brief, believes that the U.S. government is controlled by Satan-worshipping pedophiles. That's a good possibility. One day there will be a storm when all this is exposed and punished in 2020. When he was president, Donald Trump said, I don't know anything about QAnon. He then said, I know they are very much against pedophilia. They fight it very hard. In recent weeks online, Trump has been circulating QAnon messages and memes, including ones that show him in QAnon paraphernalia. The storm is coming is a stock line. A Trump rally in Youngstown resembled a QAnon ceremony as attendees thrust their index finger in the air, a QAnon gesture. Now, the fun part about this is whoever wrote this stuff apparently doesn't know squat, and that becomes evident. They did not play well. This did not play well on television, as many viewers found it creepy or puzzling. At Trump's next rally in Wilmington, North Carolina, security agents asked attendees to put their fingers down when the same gesture was made. QAnon is a sick cult. This is where the stupidity comes in which a great many gullible people have been swallowed up. Presidents, ex-presidents, and serious political parties should stay far away from it. Well, I hate to tell you, and I don't know who the author is, don't much care, you're an idiot. QAnon is much different from the way you portrayed it in that last paragraph. Then you got Texas Governor Greg Abbott and Florida Governor Ron DeSantis have taken migrants to other cities and states to prove the point on immigration policy. And the gambit has, however, succeeded in forcing heavily Democratic parts of the country to pay attention to a problem they would prefer to ignore. Wonder why the federal government hasn't done anything about the southern border? There you go. New York, Washington, D.C., and Martha's Vineyard are providing Democrats with just the slightest sample of the basis that border and other states face while Biden administration dithers. He had to go to lunch or need an ice cream cone, whatever. At a press conference, District of Columbia Mayor Muriel Bowser whined, "We're not a border town," as if the nation's capital were hard-strapped compared to the well-funded burgs of El Paso, Yuma, or Hidalgo. Yeah. One of the virtues of the governor's move is that it forces sanctuary cities to confront the real world consequences of encouraging illegal immigration. And them little border towns, they're getting 18,000 illegal crossings per day. That's a low average, if I'm not mistaken, but there it is anyway. Oh, Democratic Governor Laura Kelly of Kansas is also on the defensive. Of course men should not play girls' sports. Okay, we all agree there. But when you want to get reelected, Kelly has vetoed legislation excluding males from female athletics, describing it as hateful and discriminatory. Well, maybe they ought to get rid of the Laura Kelly. Kelly seems to have a problem. Her principles appear to be in transition. Ooh. And now you got that big old lawsuit against Trump and family. That ain't going to fly. There's a variety of reasons why, but one main thing is that all the banks are satisfied with the payments they got back and all that. So there's no case. The investigation was initially federal, but prosecutors in the notoriously aggressive Southern District of New York dropped it. Oh, boy. They said insufficient evidence. This is funny. Don Bolduc, a retired Army Brigadier General, won the Republican nomination for the U.S. Senate in New Hampshire. During the primary, he was adamant that Joe Biden and the Democrats had stolen the 2020 presidential election from Donald Trump. Now, the only reason I'm reading that is because there are a bunch of people that have already set things in motion to do a full, in-depth review of all of that. Then we got the education system. Oh, yeah. Before moving ahead with its proposed Title IX rewrite, Department of Education has opened a two-month window for public comment. You might want to tell them where to stick it. They don't have a clue as to what they're doing. When they try to grow grass, it dies. Anyway, first, the department seeks to expand sexual harassment to include all unwelcome sex-based conduct. That's one. Two, this is the second one, it would remove several due process protections for students accused of sexual misconduct. Here we go. Let's trash the Constitution and do our own thing. Third, it would redefine sex to include gender identity and thus threaten female-only sports and spaces. Ooh-ee. Finally, it would encourage schools to aid children's gender transition without informing parents and even to investigate parents unwilling to embrace social and medical transitions. Now, they had this on, Tucker had this on last night on Tucker Carlson Tonight, and he's talking about genital mutilation. Found out that so-called puberty blockers ain't ever been tested for that. They don't know the safety, et cetera. So there's a lot of horse manure involved in this. And the Department of Education needs to have their nose rubbed in it because this is a crock. Oh, boy, Virginia Governor Glenn Youngkin. Oh, has overhauled the state's model policy for school districts on the topic of gender, and not a moment too soon. My, my, my. In terminating these recommendations, Youngkin reminded school districts of their duty to, and I quote, keep parents fully informed about all matters that may be reasonably expected to be important to a parent, including, without limitation, matters related to their child's health and social and psychological development. In other words, you don't get to play with their minds anymore. Not in Virginia. The new model policy states that schools shall defer to parents to make the best decisions with respect to their children. Now, that's pretty simple. boy. Now we get into a combination of things. Something that's held here in this country as law, which shouldn't be, and something that shouldn't exist. Hurricane Fiona just about wiped out Puerto Rico. A ship carrying 300,000 barrels of diesel from Texas was headed there but stopped short. The problem, it sails under the flag of the Marshall Islands. Ooh, wonder what's that got to do with it? Under the Jones Act, a shipping law that is one of the most protectionist currently enforced, all ships, and doesn't leave anybody out, all ships that carry goods between U.S. ports must be flagged in the U.S. Marshall Islands. Flagged Marshall Islands flagged vessel carrying the diesel from Texas requested a waiver to be allowed to dock. And Biden ain't giving it up. He's keeping it. Well, it's common for the Jones Act to be waived when a disaster strikes, Puerto Rico or whoever, but the island is always punished by the protectionist law. Then you got Maloney is not Mussolini. This is Italy. After the victory of right-wing parties in Italy's election, the country's next prime minister will almost certainly be Giorgia Meloni, and it'll rule as a coalition. But you got to remember, these are some hard right-wing nutcases that you now got to deal with as far as Italy goes. then you got that fun and games in Iran. The Islamic Republic has specified a woman is to wear a hijab or veil and set up the so-called morality police to enforce obedience. Let's see now. Now that we've been raised from deplorables to terrorists, I wonder if that would apply on a morality police basis to parents. Think about it. Last year, Canada changed the assisted death laws. A certain Canadian Forces veteran suffering from PTSD was offered euthanasia by an employee of Veterans Affairs Canada before he was offered any treatment for his condition. That sounds like what they've been doing here. Well, you'd have to read the article, but billionaire Patagonia founder Yvonne Chouinard, a self-described socialist, announced that Earth is now our only shareholder. And they're trying to announce this as long-standing, and that ain't the way it works. they found a problem, and they tried to address it, and that's like changing the electoral after you got an election. Don't work too well. Russia is in trouble. Vladimir Putin murders journalists and makes a sham of elections. Yet, like any shrewd despot, he strives to keep abreast of popular sentiment. His war against Ukraine is criticized by two minority groups at home, Russian Democrats, and during his persecutions, and hardliners who increasingly accuse him of not doing enough as news from the front gets worse and worse. The ordinary Russians don't get it. However, he said he's going to mobilize 300,000 men. I want to bet. Flights out of the country were sold out, then canceled. Traffic jams clogged border checkpoints. There were anti-war demonstrations, not only in Moscow and St. Petersburg, but also in the provinces, from the Caucasus to Siberia, where recruitment hit hardest. Newbies face insertion into ill-equipped, this is like antique weapons, low-morale units whose officers and NCOs have been devastated. They wiped them out as fast as they could. Meanwhile, the toll on ordinary Ukrainians keeps mounting. He's just blowing the crap out of that place. Prisoners in cells screaming for weeks and then dying from torture without any medical help. That, you know, that's cruel and unusual punishment. And then he's got the audacity, old referendum in occupied eastern Ukraine, purporting to let the terrorized vote whether they wish to be formally incorporated into Russia. That ought to fail badly. Ominous warning. They're suiting himself that threats to Russia's territorial integrity could provoke a nuclear response. We will certainly use all means at our disposal to protect Russia and our people. This is not a bluff. Now, the problem about that is that saying you're not bluffing already suggests that you are. Oops. So you got to remember something. People who have the technology to be in charge of such things won't allow nuclear war. You can take that one to the bank. Oh, boy. Then you got Ron DeSantis running for re-election in Florida. And the problem is simple. They're a hot spot. DeSantis staked out a reopening philosophy that defied Dr. Anthony Fauci, who welcomed the scrutiny and has thrived on it. Florida's openness, 2021, was the best year for domestic tourism in the history of the state. Over 40% of international tourism in the United States in 2021 was to Florida. Then he did something directly for the people. He initiated a thing called Parental Rights Bill. And, I mean, there's been pay getting docked and all kinds of fun going on. Florida's third in K-12 achievement. So they're doing the right thing the way they're doing it. And he got a Stop Woke Act removed unpopular critical race theory material from the public schools, followed up with a Parental Rights and Education Bill, which banned classroom instruction about LGBTQ issues through third grade and required schools to tell parents if children receive mature mental health services through the school. Walt Disney, oh, we're big and bad. We can handle somebody like Podunk DeSantis. Walt Disney Company, the state's largest employer, a serious brushback after company officials vowed to challenge the parental rights bill. He and his state legislature revoked Disney's special district privileges, which allowed district to operate its own government rather than under the counties where it's located. Disney gets to pay a hundreds of millions of dollars now in taxes that they should have been paying all along. He proved to conservatives that he would take on the left even in the corporate boardroom. So, he's removed a prosecutor who refused to enforce Florida's laws restricting abortion. And it just goes on and on. I think DeSantis is doing a good job down there. well, let's see here. What else we got? Cuban voters who had moved to the middle swing back in large numbers to the GOP, followed by Venezuelans and even many Puerto Ricans. Woo! See, the tide is turning. It's not very fast, but it's turning. It's changing from the status quo and let her do what she wants to you got the answer to the people. Harris finds her level of incompetence. My, another missed opportunity for Harris to look competent and statesmanlike. Her cackling and a bunch of other things have proven nasty. Some politicians are criticized for being too disciplined, for never going off script and showing their true selves to the public. Harris suffers from the fact that there isn't nobody home, and then plays identity politics with it all. No amount of internet freedom can rescue Harris from her disastrous performance as vice president. And then you got identity politics, that it is divisive and simplistic, that it removes individual responsibility from and makes victims of the people it purports to help. Sound familiar? Well, now I posted something on Facebook about S-2983 and House Resolution 1808. I would tell you, after I'm done with this, and it ain't going to be a long show, that you should put those in your search engine. Start out with 2983 and read it. Do the same with H.R. 1808 and look at the list. So that's the assault weapons ban, and it's Pelosi's baby. The Proud Tower, how Russia decarbonization gave Putin an energy weapon against Europe. And they show the Eiffel Tower in one of those little bubble things that you shake and make it snow, snowball or whatever. And you got lights out and heat off. Natural gas is five times as high as it was. Now, ours is just double. Middle of 2021, Russia had declined to boost sales of gas to satisfy Europe's growing need. They weren't even meeting the need long before this. Western Europe's gas production had been in decline for years. Boy, oh boy. Dwindling reserves, too. Fossil fuel companies. Reluctance to spend the money required to find new ones. So then you got a demonstration of Russia's clout. The first act in an attempt to use the leverage its gas had given it to force Europe to accept Moscow's expansionist ambitions. Now, this is a long article, and I ain't going to read the whole thing. But Germany's in, everybody over there is in trouble on this. They're having to burn wood instead of the fossil fuels they're used to. Economic troubles could easily lead to conflict within the EU and NATO. I don't think so. And even though the Kremlin wants it that way, they're going to turn on you, Putin. And they have a very good reason to do so. They should start restarting shortly with others joining in time for winter. Now, generation stations. The City of Light will dim this winter, may not go out. And, you know, signs of damage are already inflicted by higher energy costs, a hard miss. They have contributed to inflation. Annual Eurozone inflation stood at 9.1%. That's higher than ours in August. And central bankers are hiking rates in response, a painful necessity. Ooh, manufacturers, particularly in energy-intensive sectors, are cutting production, unable to pass on enough of their increased costs to their customers. Oh, boy. Eurometox, 50% of the EU's aluminum and zinc capacity have been forced offline. I mean, you know, you got fertilizer manufacturers, cement makers, steel makers. You know, it just goes on and on. It affects everything. It's like it is here. It's affecting everything. To go along with that, many energy buyers have been sheltered from surging prices by longer-term contracts. But as time passes, those expire. So they're in trouble in Europe, and the reason they're in trouble is because of energy. I warned about this 5 years ago. The thing that they don't get is that they could have done something about it from then to now that would have mitigated a lot of the stuff. If Putin turns off the spigots, you can give him the finger and say, what else you got, man? boy. Shakespeare and Spangler warned against elite investment in technopolis at the expense of local culture. Ooh. Is Facebook in charge? Then you got a neat little article about show me the money. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen recently spoke about the creation of a central bank digital currency. It's already messed up bad enough. I suggest you forget it, Janet, because that won't fly any better than any of your other stuff that's come up. Oh, here we go. Fake news. Hey, it's the title of an actual article. Party politics was born of flagrant lies, religious bigotry, public hysteria, and unbridled paranoia. Ooh. It showed only that they belong to a disliked religious minority. And the thing don't get any better. It's all a twisted ideology. All of it. And I can't I listen to, you know, the news from several places, follow the tickers on several sites, and they ain't doing any better than we are. Privileging your principles by putting them above the day-to-day costs and benefits. Yeah, right. Uh-huh. So if somebody doesn't have any benefit, you're screwed. Here we go. Avenue of Broken Dreams. Our doorman saw the crime scene when he came to work at 5 a.m. Security camera showed a man in a dark sweatshirt and face mask following her. This is a woman that got killed on the other side of the avenue until he crossed it, came up behind her and killed her with a single shot to the head. we've got a crime epidemic that makes Corona look like child's play. And they think that they got it going on and they can do anything they want. Well, California, Gas Pipe Newsom decided he was going to ban the sale of gasoline-powered vehicles by 2035. What could possibly go wrong? The grid, California's grid operator, is multiple warnings. Oh, my goodness. California should refrain from charging their electrical vehicles between 4 p.m. and 9 p.m. Ouch. In a separate and equally amazing announcement, state officials advised residents who found themselves with uncharged electric cars to freeze just like a statue between the hours of 4 and 9 p.m., avoiding a movement that could cause an injury, lest you have to walk 16 miles to the ER with a broken bone or something. Please also refrain from having any personal emergencies and might require a car during this specific time window. For heaven's sake, do not. Please do not go into labor. It goes on. I mean, it's ludicrous and ridiculous, but there it is. Charge them. A spokesman for Governor Newsom had this to say. We're not saying don't charge them. We're just saying don't charge them between 4 and 9 p.m. Oh, yeah? Uh-huh. And the government says you can't have guns. I wonder why. Do they think that we might hijack some of these charging stations or something? I mean, you know. I know what you're thinking. Well, this tale of dysfunction and woe is alarming. It's also kind of hilarious. Gotta have electric cars, but you can't charge them. Mm-hmm. Oh, boy. California is a gorgeous state filled with natural wonders and wonderful people. But pretty soon, the only way to get out of the place might involve the few remaining clusters of beleaguered residents begging Ron DeSantis to fly them to Martha's Vineyard. You want to get funny? There you go. Don't get me wrong. Electric cars are great. Unless you actually want to go somewhere that's, you know, far, like as in distance, you might want to give the whole idea a second thought. If you're thinking about a road trip, earlier this summer, the Wall Street Journal ran a harrowing account of a writer's attempt to achieve a seemingly simple mission, driving from New Orleans to Chicago, a route through several metropolitan zones in an electric car. Whoops. Spoiler alert. It was not simple. It was a major league nightmare filled with mishaps and inefficient charging stops and underpowered batteries and more. Oh, a week after the trip burned by her battery-powered travel debacle, the rider gleefully filled up her gas-powered Jetta. Gas is up to $4.08 a gallon. Fumes never smelled so sweet. Fairly obvious that there's more one's car or thermostat or dishwasher or toaster oven gets tied to a larger grid or internet-based system, the easier it becomes for some bureaucratic busybody to turn you off, to shut it down. Oh, Lord. This actually happened to 22,000 unfortunate souls this summer in Denver when so-called smart thermostats capped their air conditioning use during a heat wave. Boo. What would you do if they just, you know, all your electricity stopped? You can't even run a fan. Also, if you think Alexa isn't going to turn on you someday, don't say I didn't warn you. I value the environment, support local conservation efforts, have solar panels on my house, and appreciate efforts to push forward greener technology. If a sizable chunk of the current flock of electric cars didn't derive their electricity from coal and gas and draw their battery materials from questionable mines in impoverished countries, which they do, I might be a bit more rah-rah, yahoo, okay. In the meantime, when it comes to electric cars, I'd bet on the free market to do a better job than a guy like Gavin Newsom. To expect otherwise is just running on fumes. Now, I try to make things interesting and palpable, and that's about as good as it gets. That's one of the best national reviews I've had in a while. Now, oh, you're going to love this. There is a consensus that Donald Trump is the nastiest thing on two legs ever to walk. I don't like some of the shit he does and the way he does it, but I don't think the man's really super nasty either. So, with that, I'm going to hit on a song. Imagine that. Mm-hmm. Well, now we get into Mother Jones. She's a she's like an expectant mother that's having pains. War of the Worlds. Oh, boy. Uh-oh, not worlds. Huh, I misread that. War of Words. Trigger Man. And they got Donald Trump with an atomic head. And it's gone off, apparently. And then you got a subtitle. Republican politicians have embraced Donald Trump's incitement to violence. My goodness, imagine that. Do you really believe that? I know I don't, because I happen to be involved with a lot of it. Oh, boy. Hours after the federal agents entered Mar-a-Lago on August 8th to seize highly classified national security documents, Paul Gosar urged a fight to the finish. FBI raid on Trump's home tells us one thing. The far-right Arizona congressman tweeted, "Failure is not an option. We must destroy the FBI." Well, I don't agree with that, and I don't agree with getting rid of a whole bunch of the agencies. However, there's a whole lot of them in terms of the people that are running it that need to go. Ricky Schiffer. Don tactical gear, arms of the AR-15, went to the FBI field office in Cincinnati. He couldn't get in there, and they finally caught up with him. However, the Justice Department and FBI, Schiffer had posted about an imminent violence, telling fellow Trump supporters to be ready to go to jump into civil war. Now, he says, stocking up at gun stores with whatever you need to be ready for combat. Patriots are heading to Palm Beach and should kill any federal agents who try to stop them. I think that's a way over the top. I've got several friends that are in varying agencies, and I ain't going to say which one. But their advice and counsel has been tremendous in keeping my head straight. My perspectives on terrorism, their likelihood is greatly increased by the public demonization process. Yeah. Repetition and saturation through social media news coverage further amplifies the effect. Ooh, mm-hmm. Where several of the field's leaders told me they were deeply alarmed about the volatile national atmosphere. Ooh, far-left rhetoric has stirred some violent protests and threats, they said. Plots and attacks fueled by Trump's incitement and mega-extremism are by far the driving concern. Well, you didn't worry about BLM and all those rioters at all. Obviously, you want to play the game. Let's play even. We're just at a fever's pitch. Ooh, yeah. Intensity of partisan hostility in general has continued to rise. Ooh, stoking the fires. backpedaling never draws much attention, nor does an it unring the bell for extremist followers. That's true. You guys did it. Hello, all you Marxists, whether you're a Republican, Democrat, Independent, or what you are. There it is. And most of us are better armed than law enforcement and the military. You might bear that in mind, and there's a lot more of us than there are of you. In a late August speech, DeSantis evoked violence against a figure despised by the right, Anthony Fauci. Somebody needs to grab that little elf and chuck him across the Potomac, and I agree. That urchin has caused more trouble than anybody knows what to do with. Research led by psychologist David Matsumoto shows the anger combined with contempt and disgust produces a potent hatred that increases the likelihood of violence. Never in our country's history has there been a time when law enforcement has been so viciously and violently involved in the life and times of politics. Now, this is Mother Jones, December 2022. November and December, by the way. And these things are, you have a real reason to be concerned and worried. Targeting the federal judge who approved the search warrant, Judge Bruce Reinhart, should never have been allowed the break-in of my home. Yeah. He wrote, adding that Reinhart, who was already facing violent threats, was driven by animosity and hatred. No, can't have Republicans. Ooh. Extremist posts, including an image showing Nancy Pelosi, Joe Biden, and Kamala Harris with their faces covered over by the words, "Your enemy is not Russia." That's true to an extent. Trump escalated even further, calling the FBI and Barbara Joseph vicious monsters, and Biden an enemy of the state. This is very true. History tells us that blind loyalty to a single leader and willingness to engage in political violence is fatal to democracy. Oh, there we go. Democracy is in trouble. That's a lie. Barely any Republican leaders have called out the threat. And so long as Trump remains a political force and voters stay hunkered in position, partisan put media silos, the risk of further bloodshed will loom. It's going to stay there. You guys cranked it up. Now you're going to deal with it. And the funny part, the people that I know that I've talked to are going to deal with you. Ooh, national security expert Juliet Tyum, who for years has been warning of Trump's role as the de facto leader of a domestic terrorism movement. Ooh, violent movements either grow or weaken. In the short term, that may make him even more dangerous. Ooh, leaders in both parties face a moral imperative to confront incitement. Yeah, that's like you tell the BLM people, Antifa and all the other crackpots out there that want to destroy our country. No. More of them should be looking at the situation, be able to say, this has really gotten out of hand. It has. There's a bunch of people listed. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 of them. The next big steal national election in the United States are administered by local and state officials. Here are a few candidates sympathetic to Trump's election fraud claims who, if they win in November, could help him or another Republican steal the 2024 race. Well, you gave it up. You don't have any rights to that stuff. Now, how about the southern border? Is that a mess or what? Road Warriors. Capital Express. Governor Greg Abbott bussed thousands of migrants from Texas to D.C. Here's what became of them. Everybody's calling it political theater, and it is. And what they're doing, what these people at the southern border are doing, they're dealing with 100,000 people a day. I mean, good Lord. You got the volunteers and people that are helping, Migrant Solidarity Mutual Aid Network. This is from Union Station, New York, and they're calling the role as political pawns. Bussing them to D.C., Abbott said in a statement, would help the administration meet the needs of the people they were allowing to cross our border. And that's the fact. They haven't even paid for a bologna sandwich down there, let alone tents or anything. The busing campaigns are designed to embarrass pro-immigration politicians, creating an appearance of chaos to justify cruel policies. Well, the cruel policies, the inhumane treatment of our administration, if you can call it that. You got Bozo in there, and you got the hee-haw donkey out there, and real idiots all the way around. They have a problem, and it's beginning to make the news. Ooh, migrants are desperate to save their lives, and those are their families. I agree, they probably are, and I can agree with that, but not when you destroy a community. No. Daily pay as a construction worker equaled a month's salary back in Venezuela. So he came here, and I don't blame him for that. Samuel's first response, work around the clock. And then they got Migrant Solidarity Mutual Aid Network hosting migrants in their homes. The people of this country are doing just about everything they can to get things together, to put some order to the chaos that has been created by the open door policy on the southern border. The lack of response from D.C. government. Mayor Muriel Bowser, no, asked for 150 National Guard troops to help this growing humanitarian crisis. Pentagon denied her request. Well, of course they would. You guys should be able to feed that. Man, you got millions of people in New York, D.C., Chicago. You should be able to take care of it. In many cases, these people are boarding buses, having been lied to about where they're going to be on the other end. And it's not true. It just simply isn't true. You had a crisis-ridden homeland from Venezuela. There, if you have money, you eat. If not, you don't. Pretty simple. They starve them out if they don't comply. From the moment I stepped on U.S. soil, she says it was as if a weight was lifted. And she boarded a bus to Washington. She's found peace. I want to stay here. I'm happy where I am. Now, Mother Jones jumps around quite a bit. Now we got another one. And it's going to get worse. I'll explain that in a minute. The longest war. Will black World War II veterans finally get their due? Or have they died of old age already? Exclude black veterans. GI Bill included funding for housing, college, and job training, along with business loans and unemployment insurance, fueled social mobility for millions now of veterans and their descendants. Innumerable loopholes for states to rob returning Negro veterans of the rights and privileges they have earned by risking their lives and limbs for the preservation of democracy. They went and fought in a war, and now you just, crap on them, just like the people coming back from Vietnam. Discrimination was by design. John Rankin was part of it. Military service. Elevate a black man to become the peer of a white man? Ooh. Then at the state level, where white officials, I'm talking about the irrespective as to the color, the officials, all right, were the ones that did this. The people that are in the government did this. And, oh, boy. where white officials served as gatekeepers, United States Employment Service, the unskilled jobs, even if they had military training as carpenters, electricians, mechanics, or welders. Mississippi, white veterans received 86% of the skilled and semi-skilled positions, while black veterans filled 92% of the unskilled and service-oriented jobs. Oh, okay, you're serving a war and you want VA benefits? I give you the job. Here's your new shovel. Go dig that ditch from over there to over there. Willie May, who had maintained communication lines in the Army Signal Corps, that there were no suitable positions available, even though the counselors had placed several white Signal Corps vets with the Birmingham Power Company. Extension of the second-class treatment black Americans endured as service members, confirming the dreadful suspicion that the freedoms they labored to protect overseas would not be forthcoming at home. Now, Mother Jones has a way of expanding articles, and this one is a long one. So, and it continues. Now, you got the next article I got lined up is no safety nets here. Red states forcing women to give birth are terrible at supporting those who do. Now, that is a crock. That is a lie, straight out and straight up. The thing is that the humanitarians have gotten in there and are turning it around, literally turning it around. And you can't turn something around of that magnitude without considerable effort and some kind of definite expertise. How oligarchs, private equity, and petrostates took over soccer. And I read that as an extensive article. And the thing about it is that a lot of these countries are now looking at that and saying, no, uh-uh. And they're freezing assets and taking bank accounts and basically stealing back what was stolen from them. So, you know, you can't just let things run and let them loose. Doesn't work well. Oh, my, my, my. Live, laugh, lay, waste. Moms for Liberty. Now, I hate to tell everybody, but they're everywhere. And from what I see of them, they've been on Fox News a few times. And what they're doing is they're straightening out the the problems that we have with education. Moms for Liberty is upending schools and radicalizing parents and could decide the midterms. And that's quite literally how it is. Moms for Liberty and Governor DeSantis are working together. This is a representation of all of us moms here in Florida and across the country that appreciate all you're doing, all you've done to stand up for parents' rights. Parents' rights is Moms for Liberty's rallying cry. They're decidedly unconcerned about a parent's right to ensure that their gender nonconforming child is safe at school, for instance, or that the immunocompromised child is protected from COVID. Moms for Liberty have mobilized around the country around decidedly conservative concerns. They want to excise lessons on systemic racism, LGBTQ-friendly books, accommodations for transgender students, and COVID mitigations like vaccines and mask mandates. All that goes out. And Joe Biden said it. It's over. So that means that you can't, you know, play the game anymore. Moms for Liberty isn't the only parents' rights group that has coalesced around the culture wars in the last few years, but it's one of the largest. More than 100,000 members in some 200 chapters across 40 states consistently make national news for their extreme positions on education. I don't know if you've seen the news lately, but they had an example of correct anatomy and what they're teaching about it. They found that in the classroom, and the lady went nuts. And I don't blame her. No little kid is worried about that stuff. They want to go climb trees and be like everybody else. Discovich lost her school board race in Brevard County, Florida. Her opponent, Jennifer Jenkins, reported that protesters showed up at her house to accuse her of being a pedophile. Oh, maybe you are. We're coming for you, they yelled. Uh-oh. Someone anonymously reported her to the Department of Children and Families and falsely claimed that she had abused her 5-year-old daughter. Nice people. Media coverage of Moms of Liberty often tends to portray them as kooks. And I would agree with that, except that they're going about straightening out a mess that certain liberal takes in education have created. But it's a mistake to underestimate the power or possibility they could be a deciding factor in the midterm elections. Grassroots organization, a loose coalition of like-minded moms who are concerned about the liberal bent of education. Its supporters include heavy hitters in the conservative movement, influential Republican strategists, populated leadership team, and major right-wing think tanks supported both financially and with expertise. All that conservative political prowess fuels one explicit goal, to take over school boards and tell them, no, you can't do that. And that's what they need. That's what has been needed for a long time. How little say parents had in their child's public school education? I hate to tell you this, but parents have a whole hell of a lot to say about it. Several members of the Union County Local School Board have joined Moms for Liberty. Like it. And moral panic over children's well-being pervades early European conspiracy theories. What's different about Moms for Liberty and other parental rights groups that have sprung up over the past 2 years is their leveraging of local school boards to flex political power. It's a three-dimensional game. And they're not only ready, they're ready to do a number on anybody that gets in the way. And it continues. It's a long article. They amounted to an evil plan to usher in a global era of Marxism. Yeah, you got to teach, you got to raise kids up the way you want them to be. Florida's war on woke. They're winning it. And I don't see anybody that's got their stuff together well enough to dispute this. And then we've got surveillance state. From abortion to schools, the GOP is turning everyday citizens into cultural war snitchers. Now, most people are still of the same mindset of live and let live. Don't screw with the other people. You wouldn't want somebody to harass you forever. Don't do it to them. Then you got this how to save a life. This is about addiction. The numbers are now frighteningly familiar. Last year, more than 100,000 people died of drug overdoses, bringing the total death toll to more than a million. That's the opening statement in, you know, what's going on. Living in the woods, living in a tent, temporary housing on a very, very simple basis of living on a sidewalk. How you think it's going to fly? You think it's going to fly? Well, Charleston, West Virginia, statewide overdose deaths, 1999 to 2020, and they show 11,387. I tell you, that's a short count. You want to keep going? It's simple. Statewide overdose deaths to 1999 to 2020. Knoxville, Tennessee, 25,379, according to official counts. Now, you got to remember that there's a difference. Hot Springs, North Carolina, statewide overdose, 99 to 20, 29,081. These are only the ones that are reported. That's right. That's what I said. You heard me say that. Here's a real mother of some statements. Fat people, that's somebody that's really fat, in 49 states can still lose their job just for being fat. That ain't right. If somebody has their stuff together, they'll realize some things. One of them is the average American woman wears a size 16 to 18. People in bodies like Chastity's and mine are actually the norm. Love is Blind is more of a hypocrisy than anything else, failing to make good on its promises to eliminate beauty standards. And these people take a look at themselves. I still always will look in the mirror and see that little fat girl. Mm-hmm. That's wrong. That is very wrong. And it goes on. When we only ever see able-bodied, thin, cis-hetero people falling in love, or at least getting to play the game, viewers don't ever learn from folks who are forging romantic connections in the face of adversity. That needs to be fixed. The discrimination and crap of that nature against people of color, whomever they may be, should have stopped a long time ago. My. Wonder what it takes to get these people to realize that the old norms don't fit any longer. You think they ever will? It's a good question. Now, last week I got into, where did that go? Last week I got into gun rights and expressed some things. Now, I'm going to tell you some things that you don't know. We're staring down a barrel of civil war. Why? Because the government keeps pushing it. That's why. That's why one reason I said rumors and other BS. Biden passed Senate Bill 2983, and Pelosi has an assault weapons ban that outlaws almost every kind of semi-automatic firearm known to exist. Now, the unconstitutional red flag, that's right. You know what red flag is? It's the same, it operates the same way the Baker Act does. If somebody says, "He waved a gun at me," they can red flag your butt and take all of your guns. Well, they got to go to court, but you don't get to. The unconstitutional red flag provision, now this is in the 2983, is included in federally approved law S-2983, which means that we're going to have the Supreme Court tell them no. That stuff's got to quit. And then you got Pelosi, H.R. 1808. Has an extraordinarily long list of banned or outlawed firearms. Now, I will suggest that you take a look into the bills, both of them, and see what they got in there. You ain't gonna like it, but you need to see it, and yeah, spread it around if you feel up to it. Now, critical race theory, taught at the Naval Academy, well, just watches after them. Top FDA officials concerned Biden administration vax booster timeless timelines make no sense. How about that? And then you got the left supporting race discrimination. Higher education system needs to start following the Constitution and stop its race discrimination. Supreme Court would strike an historic blow for equal protection by putting a stop to this creeping racism. Well, the problem is they've been trying. And Tom, Mr. Fitton, if you want to talk about a strategy that'll get it done, I know of one. So if you want to get into the fun and games of it, you have to really look at all of it. How about the court report? Jesus Watch sued Secret Service for Hunter Biden travel security cost records. They're doing that because they want to rip the scabs off of Hunter Biden and put him in a position where there's no question as to his indictment. And that's coming. It's in process. And you want to get into the other reason that I don't like all of this? Well, Mr. Know-it-all, Anthony Fauci, Judicial Watch sues for employment financial records of NIH bioethics official Christine Grady. Grady is the spouse of Director Anthony Fauci. And when she comes clean, then you've got something that can be used against Fauci and the administration that will definitely pop some bubbles. By that I mean they will be popped in such a manner that they can't be put back together. Oh boy, lobbyist brother of top Biden advisor profits immensely from White House ties. If you know the big guy, you're set. Judicial Watch records reveal FBI inquiry of Fauci agency Wuhan grant. See what I mean? They're not leaving anything out. They're going to rattle the bushes and watch the snakes come out. That's exactly what they're going to do. Then you got the problem of the murder of Ashley Babbitt by U.S. Capitol Police Lieutenant Michael Byrd. JW forces release of DOJ memo declining prosecution for Ashley Babbitt's shooter. Yeah. When you shoot somebody down, usually they come after you. So, in the media, you've got Naval Academy accused of teaching CRT, sued for records. Ashley Babbitt was murdered under color of authority on January 6th, use of force expert. You've got the teacher triumphs over the woke educational establishment. Ooh. Watchdog sees financial records of Dr. Fauci's spouse. Oh, my goodness. Judicial Watch files a lawsuit for access to Secret Service records on Hunter Biden. And it's not limited to any particular thing, but it names them all, and there's a big old list. Secret docs reveal FBI investigated decision to give cash to Wuhan lab linked to COVID-19. Oh, boy. And then resegregating America. And, I mean, all of this stuff, you can find almost all of this. Now, the verdict is not something that's easy to get a hold of. But I want you people to really think about, put S2983 in your search engine, and when it comes up, read it. It has information in there, like red flag, that's unconstitutional and shouldn't be in there as a federal law. Then Pelosi is trying to sneak up behind you when you're not looking and get her assault weapons ban put into law, H.R. 1808. And when you get that thing, when you open one of those things, first of all, read the legislation. Then when you're done with 2983, go to H.R. 1808 and read that list. Everything that you have ever used, the semi-automatic, is going to be illegal if that gets passed. Think about it. You won't be able to hunt for food if everything goes in the toilet. And it's a good possibility. Well, now it's a good probability that we're headed that way. So what you have to think about is everybody standing together. I don't care who you are. It doesn't matter what your bent, leaning, or intentions are. It matters the quality of the morality used in implementing all of this. I'm not asking for something really out of sight. I'm asking for something to get you an idea as to what is going on. If they take your guns and the economy falls over worse than 1929, you tell me, what are you going to do? How are you going to be able to shoot a deer to eat? Think about that. I don't know if you've been to the grocery lately, but there's a lot of stuff in there that's missing. And I mean it's missing intentionally. Not the grocer doing it, and not the supplier, but the people in charge of all that are saying, huh, guess what? You're screwed. There it is. Very simple. This is, none of this stuff is terribly complicated, although some of it can get that way. What you want to do is keep it very simple, and the way to do that is easy, easier than what you think. people in large cities, leave. You're not going to find groceries in a grocery store in a large city. You may not find as much as you like in a bunch of the smaller groceries. As you travel along, don't expect the gas stations to be open or supplying gas to anybody. If, now this is the iffy part, if you don't have means to make sure that you can survive, what happens? Watch your kids starve to death, or your wife, or you for that matter? I mean, this is not a nice little game. This is something that is insidious. But, and here's the exception. We got about 2 weeks. This is the 15th, I believe. In about 2 weeks and a day or two, until the supposed transition takes place. The original date, okay, was 11-3, not 10-3, as I was told by some people that got bad information. And I can't fault them for having bad information. That happens to everybody. I have that problem sometimes. But in this particular case, what you want to do is get your stuff together so that you can leave. Now, by that I mean get yourself a couple of gas cans. You know, you have 5 or 10 gallons of gas that you can put in your vehicle can make a big difference in your getting out. Now, once you get to a place where you can fuel up, do so, including the cans, the extra cans. Those extra cans ought to be stored wherever it is you're going. I'm going to make the suggestion that you get far enough out that you're out of the suburbs, whatever that is. If that's out in the middle of the woods, so be it. Depends on where you live as to where it ends up being. Now, you need dried food, canned meat, and water. Bring a lot of it with you if you don't have a water source that's clean where you're going. A lot of cabins, specifically in the woods up here in West Virginia where I'm at, have really nice wells, really nice clean water. Now, you run that through a filter, that takes care of anything that might be buggy that would be in there, and you're good to go. Now, you may have trouble getting an internet connection, whether it doesn't matter what kind. Unless you're hardwired in, you may be well short of things. Now, if you got a satellite hookup, use it. Anyway, the situation is not nice. Like I said, we got 2 weeks, and they're looking at taking all the guns away from everybody that might say something to them or others that doesn't fit their agenda. If you don't fulfill your agenda, you can be like that dad that was on Tucker Carlson last night. The guy was on the pool for jury duty. Wasn't wearing a mask. And I said, "You going to wear a mask?" And he said, "No." They segregated him, arrested him, and put him in jail. After the judge said he was in contempt of court. Well, I'm afraid I'd be real contemptuous to somebody in a court that acted the way he did. And I can understand, fully understand, what it takes to be prepared. Problem is that they didn't. And so, consequently, he got taken to jail and put in there for, I think it was 24 hours or something like that. And you don't think, and this is something that's really prevalent, you don't think that you can have these things happen in our free country, but it does. It's becoming more and more prevalent, more and more often. And you need to understand that we have an enemy. Now, that enemy is the Marxism that comes through the liberalization of our government. And until we address that straight up, with force if necessary, we are going to be in a load of trouble. And hopefully, everybody will come through it just fine. Hopefully, these people, these dinks, I think they're all that, will stand down. And there's no way to really know whether it will or won't, whether we can or cannot. And that depends on one thing. Everybody out there, every mother-in-law out there needs to make a decision. I've heard of people like the White Hats. I've heard of a bunch of White Hats in all branches of military. What you got to understand is that there are also a high number, and I mean an extremely large amount, a number of people who are part of militias, aware of what's going on, and have communications and whatnot. I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to be joining forces with whomever has got their head screwed on straight. However, you cannot dismiss what I've been talking about. This stuff's real. We used to think that it can't happen in America, and now it can. It has, and it's not getting better. So get your stuff together. Get ready to go for a hard ride. It's coming. And in the meantime, do me a favor. Spread this around so people can get it. In the meantime, go out. I'm asking you to do this and get her done.